Hello, my loves. This is one of my favorite contrarian conversations. We're going to flip the ideology of trusting our gut instincts into something way more better and higher. And as is our new tradition, I'm going to start off with the gift decode for what's happening in our heart-centered world. So if you're listening to the podcast on the day it drops, which is Wednesday, April 3rd, know that tomorrow, Thursday, April 4th, I'm doing a live workshop called How to Heal for Real, like for reals. And I am super stoked about this. There are layers and slides, and we are looking at resistance and dis-ease and how things build up in the body, how thought forms crystallize, and of course, how we can get through that and to the other side of healing, balance, being vessels of more loving kindness, which helps with all that stuff. Actually, that's the secret code for healing. It's happening at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. If you can't be there live, that's okay because I speak in multimedia. You can get the recording. You can get, are you ready? An audiobook of the workshop, or if you're the microdosing type, you can just flip through the slides and get all the lessons. So it's free for our heart-centered members, always, always. The drop-in for this workshop, it's going to be about 90 minutes, is $37. I have a discount code for you. You go to daniellelaporte.com/how-to-heal to RSVP. daniellelaporte.com, how to heal. And then you use the code POD107, POD107, and you get $7 off How to Heal for Real. And this is time sensitive. It's linked with the live workshop. So the code is valid until 12 noon, 3 Eastern, tomorrow, Thursday, April 4th, when the workshop starts. Here's my prayer that this workshop, whether you're there live or you're listening to the 90 minutes, which will probably turn into 2 hours, is a revelation for all of us about how we approach our thinking, our relationship with our bodies, and how we identify, because here's the cue. You're not the wound, you're the healer. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. How to heal for real. One of my least favorite behaviors in people is contrarianism. But I think there's a light side to it and there's a shadow side to being a contrarian. The light side is you are alert and conscious and you are walking through the world as a discerning being, and the world right now is wacky freaking Wednesday. And so you pointing out what sanity is contrary to the insanity that we're living in. So I'm so down with that. And I am often that kind of contrary person. The other kind of contrarianism is when someone is just so in their ego that they have to feel their identity. So they need their identity to push up against something else. So taking the opposite side, having the other opinion kind of bolsters their identity. So I'm not so into that. That's just annoying. I don't know which of these kind of contrarianists I'm going to be today, but I have a suggestion that is counterculture. I don't think you should trust your gut when you're making decisions. Here's why. Let me start with a question. What's the most valuable, powerful thing you have going for you? I'll give you a second. Powerful, valuable, infinite supply. Okay? It's the gold. What is it? It's you. It's your inner light. It's your true you. It's your divinity. It's your essence. It's your soul connection. It's your heart intelligence. Your innermost light is your deepest, greatest treasure. That's it. That's the real, real, real stuff. The capital real substance. What's the best thing you have going for you? The real you. Okay. So let's talk about how the original you, the Buddha nature you, the Christ consciousness you, the heart intelligence of you actually works. There's a mechanism to it. So, and really this is a conversation about what's smart and what's not. So are we looking at gut? Are we looking at impulses? Are we following signs? Are we paying attention to the dream time when we go into that watery, fluid landscape of unconsciousness? Do we really want to be following the cues from that realm? I don't think so. We want to be taking the advice, the counsel of our divinity, not our fear, right? We want wise advice, not ego-y, shadowy stuff. We want wise counsel, not silly input. We want to connect with our divinity, not our fear. We want to connect with our higher self. We want to heed the higher. We don't want to take direction from our inner mean girl. We don't want to be living from the past, because the future is so much more expanded and vibrant and colorful than the past. We can't even imagine the future from the past. We do not want to be following directions from our ego-y, shadowy shadow self, right? We want to be wisdom tapping. So wisdom tapping is not about proving. It's not about operating from the past. It's not about making decisions based on being afraid of how people are going to judge you. Certainly not about playing it safe, although sometimes playing it safe is the wise thing to do. What we don't want to be doing, this is it, we're getting to it. What we don't want to be doing is making decisions from survival mode. If you want to keep operating from survival mode, then keep making decisions based on your past. If you want to keep overworking and having to redo your life lessons, then just keep making decisions from your gut. You want to get off that crazy train? You want to make actual progress, move upward? Then we need to be making decisions from our upward region, from the heart, from the mind. So no on the gut. That rules fear. That rules the past. Yes, hello, heart, mind, decisions. So this is about attunement. We need to think of the heart mind as an apparatus. You can think of the heart dash mind as one beautiful, numinous, magnificent tool. You could see them as separate. I think they each have their own domain, obviously. So a lot of people are going to say, trust your gut, trust your instinct. And I think it's a big mistake. The gut, the actual physical gut, the digestive system, is directly impacted by our nervous system. So your nervous system is picking up on everything in your environment. It's translating it, and it's going to manifest in some kind of physical response. So if our central nervous system is in sympathetic mode, then our gut is going to be off. So just stay with me on this, okay? So another way to say this is when we are not in rest mode, when we're not in rest and digest mode, when we're dysregulated, when we are in fight or flight or freeze or fawn, it's going to affect our actual gut. And if we go with gut responses, then the offness of our gut is going to get baked into our decision making. Decisions made from a dysregulated nervous system lead to a more dysregulated life. When the inner is wobbly and disjointed, the outer is going to be wobbly and disjointed. So when we've got that pressurized nervous system, when the central nervous system is wigging, it's going to create like this static in our inner channels. So we get physical static, we get emotional static, we get mental static. Here, I put this in the most practical way. When our digestive system is off, our answers are going to be off. So trusting the gut can come with a price. All of our survival mechanisms show up in the digestive tract, in the gut, in the lower chakras. So those lower chakras, first, second, and third, those are all about feelings and emotions. That's where the unconsciousness hangs out, the subconscious self, the shadowy stuff, the dark stuff, the things we haven't dealt with, the things hiding in the darkness. Do you want those gremlins to be telling you what to do? No. Do you want all of those dusty ideas about your identity and your worth and your unworthiness and your power to be calling the shots? No, all of our trauma hangs out in those lower chakras. The childhood trauma, the sexual trauma, any form of significant neglect, abuse, mismanagement, all hangs out in that lower region, in the gut area. And until we heal it, we're going to have this backup of energy. And that backup creates distortion. It creates lack of clarity. And there's lots of medical research now to back this up, that gut health that's off leads to thinking that is off. A clogged gut leads to brain fog. So let me get back into the metaphysics. Until we've healed from all the old traumas, we all have them in varying degrees, then it's not a good idea to heed the gut response. We don't want to be going to our emotions and our impulsive feelings, and we definitely don't want to be going to our history with the important questions. Okay, so no-no on the gut. No-no on survival. Let's just pass on repeating the history. We want to evolve out of surviving and into thriving. So what's the best compass? How do we actually do this? The decisions, the intuition, the direction. Do we go right? Do we go left? What's the next best move? Where do we refer to? We head north. Go north, my love. You're going to tune into your crown chakra. You're moving higher. The crown chakra, the center of the top of your head. Why? Because that's the highest seat of the soul. You are going to refer to your heart center, to your heart chakra. Why? Because that's also the seat of the soul. Heart mind, heart intelligence, love first, then the strategy. So we're upgrading. We're moving from the gut, moving up to the heart. Eventually, I think we move up to the head, to that vastness that accommodates all the love and all the survival mechanisms. Have you ever thought about a situation where you needed to make a decision, you had to make the call, and you can feel this ache? Not, it's like upper gut, right? It's in your spleen. That's your third chakra. So if you put your hand right now, kind of under your breastbone, right where your rib cage starts to meet. Is that familiar to you to find your fear there? Okay, so when you feel that, when you're thinking about a decision that needs to be made, you don't want to run away from that tremulous feeling, that kind of, that sick to your stomach feeling. You don't want to run from it, because what you run from will chase you. You will run in the opposite direction of the best decision. And you also don't want to give in to it. You don't want to say to that fear, like, what do you want to do? Why would you be asking your fear what it wants to do? You want to be asking your love what it wants to do. Your true power, your inclusiveness, your grandeur, your inner parent, your inner light, your higher consciousness. Hey, what do you want to do? You be my counsel. Of course, you do this in the most practical, simple way. You bring into the center of your mind or the center of your heart. I prefer to work in the heart area. The decision. I mean, how we often do this in our Heart Center membership workshops is I guide people to let their mind, their thought form, the sentence that's in their head, drop down ever so gently into the cave of their heart, your heart chakra, that place that is warm, friendly, and luminous. You let the decision rest in that golden quality where everything is really vibing high. Everything's in. It's vast. It's unconditional. It's queen. It's king. It's wise. That's your counsel. And that counsel is interested in expansion and divine love and nurturing and ease. That advice is going to point to goodwill, abundance, prosperity, loving kindness, resilience, rather than fear and performance and judgment and running scared and overworking and grind culture. I mean, really, I think decisions that come from that gut level, that instinct, that survival, are decisions that, when they accumulate, lead to our burnout and disconnection with our heart. Okay, so you're going to see that decision in your heart center, or you're going to see that decision hovering above your crown chakra, hovers above your head, and you're going to think from there. You're going to contemplate from those higher places. And this is what happens when you get in the habit of doing this over and over again. You keep going back to the heart. You keep going back to your crown. You're going to notice a few things. You're going to be able to regulate your nervous system much more quickly. You are literally getting yourself out of survival mode and into wisdom. And your entire system is going to feel the relief of that, the steadiness of that. So that means with so much more ease, you're going to be able to go from fight mode into harmony. You will be able to get from flighting into curiosity. And instead of staying frozen in the freeze mode, that regulation is going to help you be more expressive, movement, dynamism, moving forward. And instead of fawning, you're going to be in that place of, I would say the opposite of the fawn stress response is agency. You're not kissing up to anybody. You're not freaked out that you're not going to get the comfort that you deserve. You are in trusting agency. You have the capacity. You trust the person in front of you. No need to kiss up. When you continuously, as a spiritual practice, refer to your heart or your crown for your decision making, you're going to get answers that are a lot more refined. They're going to be inclusive. They will take into consideration your benefit and everybody else's benefit and the potential harm to you and your life and anybody around you. You're going to have physical effects. Your digestion, your central nervous system is not going to be as bunged up, you could say. You continue to practice referring to your heart or your crown. Your referencing is going to become more refined. You're going to ask higher quality questions when you refer to your higher self on a regular basis, more refined, wiser. Like, you're going to come to your own wisdom with wisdom, you know? Your questions will become more inclusive. You're going to more automatically consider the potential benefit and harm to yourself and others with your decision making. And you will realize it's going to be slow, but it's going to be steady and it's going to be certain. It's going to be inevitable. You will realize why you are here on the planet in this body. Bring your decisions over and over again to your heart center, to your crown center, and you will really start to get clear about why you're on the planet. This actually gets really roomy, right? You know, you live the questions, you live them now. Then you become the embodiment of the answer. And the embodiment of the answer is love. Love is always the answer. You embody the virtue of divine love and compassion and forgiving and resilience and loving kindness. Why? Because you keep going to the source of all those things continuously, steadfastly, with commitment. Of course, you're going to refer to your gut and you're going to make some crappy fear-based decision, which is just going to help to remind you to refer to your heart and your head more often. I mean, on one hand, in regards to mistakes, I think, of course, there are such things as mistakes. There are so many things I would love to do over. I am messing up all the time. But really, really, in the grand scheme, I think every so-called mistake is just a little pointer, little reminder. Hey, hey, it's me. It's your heart. Hey, me, it's your higher queen, king wisdom. Remember? Okay, now you remember. You just bring the decision to us. You don't need no influencer. You may not even need no life coach. You certainly don't necessarily need a religion, a 10-step program, even a lineage to keep you on the track of survival. Yeah. Just keep going to the source of beauty, of wisdom, of compassion, of loving kindness, and all of those qualities, those vibrations that come from divine love itself start to permeate every aspect of your being. Keep going to the well and you become more well in your thoughts, in your speech, in your actions, in every single decision. I mean, bless your gut. We need it. It's all about integration, but we're not here to survive. We've come here to thrive. All right, my loves, if you need some inspiration to get to our workshop live or just the downloadable audiobook, here's what some people had to say for our last class. Sweet Jesus, just listening to this for less than a half hour and I am feeling my shoulders come away from my neck and ears. That's from Milica. This was so needed and so transformative. That's from Omega. And then Cindy W. had to say the slides are great. The content is amazing. I appreciate learning the differences and types of anxiety. I'm already looking forward to the next class. So if you want to jump into the workshop, head to daniellelaporte.com/how to heal and enter POD 107 at checkout, and you get your discount on the workshop if you are a heart-centered member. I love you extra, extra. You know that it's always free. All right, my loves, if you are trust in your heart and your crown, if you are interested in being the light where there is darkness, the common sense where we have clearly lost our minds, the sanity where it's just bonkersville, then I will be back here for you next Wednesday with another episode. If there's any comfort here, if you want to bake some encouragement into the algorithm, please go leave a review. Most definitely make sure that you are subscribed wherever you listen to podcasts. I am so glad you're here. Here's to us, the seats of our souls. Sometimes it feels like we're just getting by from the seat of our pants. I will be here for you next Wednesday. With love, Danielle. Thank you so much for listening, for feeling, for spreading the word. With love.